I heard a story here a while back, and you guys may like this. There was a guy by the name of Andy and Sally. That was an elderly couple, and they were celebrating their anniversary. They'd been married for 60 years. So what they did is they bought a house back where they used to go to school at. Moved back to the old home place. So first thing Andy and Sally thought they wanted to do is kind of walk down to the old schoolhouse. Kind of bring back some old memories. Andy and Sally, they were holding hands and they walked down to the old schoolhouse. Well, it was unlocked. Andy goes over and pushes the door and it opens up. They go on in, they're looking around. Schoolhouse had been vacant for years. They hadn't seen the desk they used when they were kids. So they sat there a while just talking about old times. Then he decided, well, you know, since we need to head on back to home. So they left the schoolhouse and they started across the street. About that time, an armored car came by. And the bag fell out. Lay right there on the ground next to Sally's feet. Sally reached down and grabbed that bag. She didn't really know what to do with it. She thought, well, we'll just take it home with us. So they took it home. Sally opened that bag up, counted out there was $50,000 in that bag. Andy come over, she says, we got to give it back. Sally said, no, finders, keepers. She took all that money, put it back in the bag, took it and hid it up in the attic. Well, the next day, this couple police officers come by, looking around the community for that bag. They come and knocked on the door. Sally wouldn't answer the door. Police officer looked at Sally and says, excuse me, ma'am, says, there was an armored car that lost the bag yesterday and we just wondered if you may have seen it. She says, no, I haven't seen it. Andy come walking over, she says, she's a lion, she took it and hit it up in the attic. And Walter just turned around and looked at Andy and says, tell us the whole story, sir, just start from the beginning. He said, well, yesterday when me and Sally was walking home from school, and that's when the police officer turned around and said, we're out of here.